cut. He's all night. He's going great against us. Going to centering. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeout for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And no! Not possible! Not possible!
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, talking sports and social issues if you want for the next hour. Of course, here on Sports Byline, open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Zachary Young, sports date September 22nd. Take that back, January 22nd, 2017. What's up?
Oh, well, you know, we got the NFL playoffs tomorrow. We got the Packers against the Falcons.
And, of course, we've got Packers and the Falcons. Where are you rolling on that?
You know, I'm leaning towards the Packers, but that really is anybody's game, especially since it's at the Georgia Dome.
Okay, and God's team seems to be, they seem to be saying their prayers. They beat Cleveland.
Yeah, but I guess their prayers were answered on that one, right?
God seemed the Golden State Warriors. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Muhammad Ali's birthday this week would have been 75 years old had he survived. Of course, God rest his soul. You are tuned to Sports Byline.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
They say that actually, every time that I enter the ring, in a way, I'm going to war. They say to me daily, you are a prize fighter. What's the difference? And I like to say to those critics of the press and to the others that there is one hell of a lot of difference in fighting in the ring and going to war in Vietnam.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
No respect. No respect.
The great Muhammad Ali would have turned 75 years old this week. Of course, a man born in Louisville, Kentucky, Cassius Marcellus Clay, to a middle-class family. He wasn't really poor. I mean, he could have went middle class and went to college if he wanted to. But the bottom line was he said he wasn't the smartest guy in the world. Well, guess what? He was the greatest guy in the world. Having spent a lot of time around him personally and professionally, I can tell you that watching him professionally from a distance, that was an experience all in itself. But to be on the Inner Sanctum with Ali for a 10-day tour through China, the mainland, Hong Kong, etc., it was just an amazing experience. And, you know, I'm not a big God guy, but, you know, he believed in Allah, and he was really deeply into that religion. And, I mean, he followed it to a T. He really did. In fact, I remember one time, Zachary, we were going to get a massage in Macau, and it was just fine-ass Asian girl was going to give him a massage, and he couldn't let another woman touch his body, so I guess I had to have the two massage girls talk to myself. Doesn't that sound selfish?
Yeah, that is pretty selfish.
You know, what can I say, man? And then we were in another time, we were in Beijing, and there was a gay masseuse guy, and the guy was a little bit too gay, so me and Ali switched masseuses. I got the gay guy, and he got the guy that was, like, sort of straight. Because I mean, he wasn't homophobic, but I could just see that his eyebrows sort of rolled up a little bit when this guy got really feminine with him, you know, and, oh, wow. So anyway, that was an experience in itself, 1994. Let's talk about some of the NBA scores tonight. Portland, of course, over Boston, 127-103. Washington came up a point short at the house of the Pistons. In fact, my buddy Lindy Lindell was there tonight, 113-112. Brooklyn came up short, and, you know, Brooklyn against Charlotte, 112-105. Brooklyn is, what can I say, they are supposedly the up-and-coming New York franchise because nobody talks about the Knicks anymore, but when are they really going to make a move? I mean, when can Brooklyn be named up there with the top three or four teams like San Antonio and Golden State and Cleveland, etc.?
I think they've made a lot of bad moves, so I don't see them ascending to that anytime soon. I mean, they just don't have, like, good players on their roster, really, the Nets. Even though they got a good win, I mean, 143-114 over the Pelicans last night. I don't know. I'm not convinced that they're really turning things around.
Atlanta Hawks won at home tonight, 110-93 over the 76ers. Oh, my God, you long for the days of Julius Erving and things like that in Philadelphia because Philadelphia just isn't delivering anymore. I mean, what can you say? NBA right now, God's team, we talked about it in the open. They seem to have found their groove, per se, huh?
Yeah, see, it would appear so. It appears that God is answering their prayers, the prayers of God's team, because that was a very dominant game that they've had, and it was actually the first time they've beat the Cavs in five games.
Yeah, and they beat them. You know, they beat them at home, and of course, LeBron came in last year and just gangster slapped them. Didn't they? How long did they go in that fourth period without scoring? It was a long time. Remember that? That was like that scoring drought where you just felt the NBA title slipping away.
Well, you know, I got that. You know, you mentioned that, and I got to ask you: do you think that Steph Curry is a clutch player?
I think Steph Curry is one of the greatest players of all time. He has to be a clutch player. Listen, he hits those shots, Zach. I mean, you know, I mean, he hits shots like I've never seen a better shooter in my entire life, as far as the basketball is concerned, and that includes the old guy up there in the front office, Jerry West of the L.A. Lakers. I mean, Steph Curry's the best shooter I've ever seen. I mean,
he is the best shooter. I'll give him that.
Okay, and you know, and he seems to be a co-leader on that team. It seems to be like Draymond Green seems to be able to be the enforcer per se in the media, and you know, I mean, there's other guys that fill their bit roles, but right now it's going to boil down to Mr. Durant and Mr. Curry and Mr. Green. I think, and how those three guys prevail and their attitudes and how they work together will dictate how far the team goes.
Yeah, it just seems like there's been a couple playoffs now, a couple finals now, where Curry he's not quite as good in the playoffs as he is during the regular season. So that's why I raised the question of whether or not he's a clutch.
But you know, he still wins. You know, Tom Brady, we'll get into that a little bit later. Tom Brady didn't have the greatest game of the week last week. He threw two interceptions, but he still won. He covered the spread. Okay.
He did do that.
Yeah. So, I mean, so as long as he wins and he covers the spread, Tom Brady's okay with me. He's going to have faults. He's not going to have perfect games, but the rest of that team, they're sort of like, they're interchangeable. They're like a great Japanese car. When the car breaks down, they've got a part to put it in and fix. You know what I'm saying? They've got the perfect part to put in that place and fix it.
Yeah. Do you think, looking back now, based on what we saw in the finals and all that, and just everything that we've seen, do you think that he deserved to win the back-to-back MVPs?
I think you would have had to give it to LeBron. I think LeBron James is going to be MVP for a decade. He shut me up. I knew by game seven what he was going to do. You could feel the momentum going that way. It was like a 15-round fight. And the Warriors won, you know, the early rounds, and he's coming back and he's just kicking ass in the late rounds, and you weren't going to turn that monster around. I just don't think you're going to do it. Now they were dominated this past week here in Oakland, California, and I think that the Cavs have got something to think about, you know. But you know, it all boils down to the playoffs, and it boils down to how you play against each team in a playoff series. And both of these guys, I hate to say it like that, but they're basically all just playing with themselves, and the real sex comes down in the playoffs.
It's foreplay right now.
Thank you for putting that. I was trying to be eloquent in saying that. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. But right now, I think Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors are clicking. San Antonio's clicking. Who would you say are still the top three teams? San Antonio, Cleveland, and Golden State?
I would say so, but I would like to see what the Rockets have to say, because the Rockets are really impressive this year. And they did just get beat by the Warriors, but I don't know. I kind of like the way that they match up with the Warriors better than the way San Antonio matches up with them.
What about your stepfather's former team? What's happening with that?
Oh man, the Clippers. The Clippers, they're clipping early this year. Chris Paul's out for 6 to 8 weeks, I think. Blake Griffin's out. It's not looking too good. They might not make the playoffs.
They were looking so good at the beginning. We were calling them a surprise of the first month.
Yeah, but you had to know the Clippers are going to clip at some point.
What? I thought that it is a jinx franchise to an extent. I mean, you have to look at it. It's just a jinx franchise. I mean, I don't think it's jinx to the extent where, like Chicago, where they're going to have to go 100 years before they win a title. Maybe so. But I just think they're a jinx NBA franchise. Speaking of NBA, how are the Lakers doing, and how's Mr. Walton doing down there?
Well, the Lakers, I mean, they've had a lot of injuries, so they're not necessarily in the greatest place.
Considering the talent they have right now, how is Luke Walton putting that squad on the floor? Are they working well together? Are they performing the fundamentals of basketball, you know, to a level where you can say, yes, they are really learning some and they're an improved team?
I'll put it like this. They won last night. They looked good last night. And they've won one less game so far than they did last year. And it's only been about halfway through the year. So it's definitely an improvement over last season. They're probably on track to win about 30 games when they only won 17 last year. So I think you could say that Luke has improved the team a lot.
Still about God's team, baby. The Golden State Warriors, no doubt about that. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You tune to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, joined, of course, by my esteemed colleague, my co-host, my co-star. Call him what you want, Zach Attack Young, the father of Jasmine Young. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and, hey, all the troops out there, the American Forces Network. This is Sports Overnight America, the Taco Man.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Are you nuts?
Use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Just under 90 seconds remains in the fourth round. He used that arm to try to take away the base. Oh, look at the kicks. That's old school Hicks and Gracie style.
Oh, he's got the choke.
Back it in.
Penn looking to choke out Florian.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Zachary, I got to ask you, man. The UFC, of course, one of the iconic fighters in the world of the cage. I'm talking about BJ Penn, of course, of Hawaii, former lightweight champion, dropped it down 145. Man, did he get a send-off into permanent retirement by Yair Rodriguez or what?
That was pretty bad. It was kind of reminiscent of Randy Couture getting knocked out by Lyoto Machida. You know, it was that type of thing where it's like you just don't think that that's going to happen. But, I didn't think that BJ Penn was going to win that fight. But to see him get knocked out for the first time was definitely a kind of sad to see.
What I thought was a little weird was the Arizona Athletic Commission, of course, which I've been taken to court, actually been in court against them, believe it or not, in Superior Court down there in Maricopa County, and been thrown out of athletic commissions down there, been detained by the Arizona Capitol Police in a suit and tie for armed robbery in front of a Capitol building. I kid you not, this is no joke, this is real stuff. Anyway, the Arizona Athletic Commission suspended Yair Rodriguez for like 6 months after the fight. They suspended BJ Penn as well, but they suspended Yair Rodriguez, and they didn't say why. They said that it was from the damage he took in the fight. I didn't see him take any damage.
Yeah, he got caught with a couple punches, but nothing that crazy, I don't think.
No. And Joe Lozon was the winner. Of course, Joe Lozon pushing that career just one fight further because he's a gatekeeper, right?
I always see him with the cauliflower ears. I mean, he can take a shot, but he's not the most talented fighter, I would say.
Okay, and of course, our boy Court McGee out of Canada got licked again. Ben Sanders beat him on a unanimous nod across the board, 28-26. I'm looking at this card. I'm not all that impressed by that. Everybody's still rocking and reeling over Ronda Rousey a couple of weeks ago. Her house was vandalized. You know, I mean, when is enough enough? You can only kick sand at a bully enough, can't you?
I think so. I think she's served her punishment. She's served the time for the way that she acted, which rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
You mean when she acted like a see you next Tuesday?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she got beaten into next Tuesday now, so I think it's fair at this point.
Okay, you know, we've got a couple of women coming up on the UFC. Of course, the UFC is now expanding their divisions. Now I think they're going to add 145-pound division. But I saw some videotape of Chris Cyborg drying out for a fight. Did you see that videotape that was running around YouTube? Have you seen it yet?
I've seen it before. It looked like her health was kind of at
risk. Listen, man, that's not right. And you were telling – and weren't you the guy that was saying she should drop to 140 and fight Ronda?
Well, she did fight at 140 after, but now, I mean, in retrospect, yeah, I don't think she can make 140.
That's pretty scary. Who is Valentina Shevchenko?
That's the girl that beat Holly Holm. She's a good fighter.
Okay, and of course, she's in a women's band. She's taking on Juliana Pena. Juliana Pena in the position to lose here, and these Russian fighters seem to be making a mark.
It would appear so. Yeah, I think Valentina, I mean, she outstruck Holly Holm, which is not the easiest thing to do. So I definitely think she should be favored there.
That's the Pepsi Center, January 28th, of course, Shevchenko versus Pena. And that'll be UFC on Fox 23. So it's on the big card, of course, the big network, Fox. And, of course, Team Ronda Rousey, back to that. This is a title eliminator per se. But, you know, how can I put this? Ronda, you got to give her a lot of credit. I mean, how can I put this? She did more for MMA with her crummy attitude than any other woman has, period. Can we both agree on that?
She did. I mean, she did the most that anyone's done for MMA and for female MMA, and I don't think anyone could take that away from her, despite what you may think about her. It's like she really did a lot for the game, and I don't think it would be relevant without her.
Okay. Speaking of relevant, how relevant will the heavyweight division be without Cain Velasquez? I mean, former two-time champion, all these asterisks next to his record. Now he's 14-2, but he hasn't fought since Bill Clinton was president.
It'll, you know, I think it's going to be hard for the heavyweight division to gain traction. But Stipe Miocic, if he keeps winning and he's like a long reigning champion, I mean, I don't know. I could see them marketing him. He's not like unmarketable.
Yeah, but he's I know. I know, but Stipe's got some nice moves. I just want to see more of them. I really do. Now let's talk about Tyrone Woodley. How good is Tyrone Woodley?
Tyrone Woodley, he's better than I thought he was. I could say that. I thought that Wonder Boy Thompson would beat him, and I don't think he did. They called it a draw. I think he really beat up Wonder Boy Thompson in that fight. I don't think that was a draw at all.
Yeah, I agreed too, and I picked Thompson. I picked Thompson to womp him going in there. So I was a bit stunned there, like you know, going, well, are my eyes? But yeah. This is what's going on. Anyway, they're gonna rematch. He's got a rematch, and I guess Woodley's got something to prove here.
Well, to me, he doesn't have too much to prove. He proved a lot in the first fight. The question mark he had for me was the stamina, because we kind of saw him gas out. I think he's fixed that issue, it's safe to say. He just went 5 rounds, and I thought he won most of those rounds.
Incredible. You are tuned to the Sports Byline broadcast across the USC. Of course, switch gears and talk boxing in just a minute. But the aforementioned Holly Holmes, she's coming back. Is Holly going to be in a fight where she could win? She's taking on a girl named Jermaine de Randeme. Let me look up her record right here. She is, oh, God, she's a veteran. 37 fights, 37 wins. What are they doing to Holly Holmes?
They're mad. She ended their Ronda gravy train.
Holy cow. No, she's kickboxer. She's 37-0 as a kickboxer. She's 9-6-3 as an MMA artist. But, man, 37-0? Oh, my. And Holly Holmes is going to that's just not, you know. I understand that Holly upset the apple cart, and her manager, Lenny Fresquez, her promoter, ticked Dana White off and all that kind of good stuff, and took the Misha Tate fight when it was against company wishes. I wish somebody would stop sending me texts. I don't need to get texts during the show, but can you believe those people keep sending me texts, man? It gets crazy. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live all across America. Let's talk boxing just for a minute. Abel Sanchez was talking about the Johnny Golovkin-Danny Jacobs fight. That's the best fight, as far as Golovkin's concerned, that he can make, because that's the best American middleweight out there, the one's beating Jacobs out of Brooklyn.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I would agree with that.
Okay. And, of course, Golovkin, if he wins that fight, and if the WBO 154-pound champion that said he was too small to fight at 160, wins at 164.5 against Julio Cesar Chavez on May the 5th or May the 6th, that is a mega fight. That'll be the biggest fight of the year pay-per-view. Even if Golovkin and Alvarez hook it up in September, Alvarez and Chavez are going to dwarf that as far as numbers are concerned.
Yeah, they will. And I know that this wouldn't be the best thing for boxing, but part of me is kind of rooting for Chavez Jr. to upset Canelo, because after the way that Canelo has given Golovkin the runaround and has done all this stuff where he said we don't F around in Mexico, and then, you know, doesn't fight him and says, I'm ready to fight right now after every fight, and he just doesn't happen. I think it would be kind of funny if, Chavez Jr. upset the cherry cart.
And I think that's really cool, and I'm pulling for him to an extent to do so, because, you know, he is the son of an icon. There is a lot of pressure on this guy. I told you I met him when he didn't even shave. He didn't have any hair on his face, none, okay? And he's progressed. He's learned on the job. And that fight he had with the young man from Europe, about a month and a half ago, he went 10 hard rounds. He fought 10 hard rounds. He was at weight. You know, that's half the battle for him. You know, if he can make the weight, he can, if he can see in shape, he can fight just a little bit.
Yeah, and he's with Robert Garcia now. I think that's a good fit for him. And Robert Garcia, he might be the best trainer right now overall in boxing. He's definitely up there, at least.
Abel Santana, baby. March the 4th, Danny Garcia, unbeaten out of Philadelphia, taking on unbeaten Keith Thurman. Man, that's going to be a hell of a fight.
Yeah, it definitely will. I favor Thurman in that fight, but I can't cut Garcia out.
Because of the size factor and the youth.
Yeah, not only that, I think he just hits too hard, and he's a good boxer. He has the skills.
But you know what, though? We thought Danny was going to do well in a couple of fights, and Danny's really surprised us on a couple of times. He's proved us wrong.
I agree, but I think that Thurman is a better boxer than Matisse.
Yeah, and true. But I thought Matisse was going to punch holes in Danny Garcia. In fact, Danny really looks. Danny doesn't wear expressions on his face too well. Remember before that fight when Matisse was killing some dude, how Danny looked like he was dying in the audience?
Yeah, I remember that. But I don't know. I just think this is going to be different because Thurman hits as hard as Matisse, but he has more accuracy and he has a jab and, you know, he can move around a lot better.
Good enough, Zachary. Running up on a hard break, you are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio and Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Love pizza? Because if you love pizza, the 10 any pizza deal from Pizza Hut is the biggest no-brainer in the history of the world. You can carry out a large pizza, any toppings, anytime for just $10. Even a large pan meat lovers, or pepperoni lovers, or whatever toppings you love. They're all $10. The 10 any pizza deal, because no one out pizzas the Hut. Ask for this offer. Additional charge for extra cheese and stuffed crust. Product availability, prices, and participation may vary.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-545-3905. 800-545-3905.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-545-3905. 800-545-3905.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
Hell no. This isn't fantasy football, baby. It's the real thing. Of course, talk about the last four teams hooking it up for the Super Bowl, the Patriots, of course. Oh, you are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Sports Overnight America. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Zachary, Green Bay, and Atlanta, of course. Before we get to the actual games, coaching changes this week in the NFL. Significant changes. Talk about them.
Oh, we got Kyle Shanahan, the offensive coordinator of the Falcons, who are featured tomorrow. He went to the Niners, so It should be interesting to see. You know, his father, Mike Shanahan, used to coach the 49ers. So I think it's a good hire. I mean, Atlanta has a historically great offense this year, so he deserves credit for that. What do you think about the hire, and how do you think that Kaepernick would fit in his type of system?
Will he fit in York's system? That's the question. Will the coach fit in York's system? It's not a whether. It's will the coach fit in the system out here that's in place? Obviously, a couple of guys have, and Harbaugh showed him the middle finger and left town.
Yeah, I guess going to the Super Bowl and going to the playoffs in a couple of years, it wasn't good enough for York somehow.
I mean, listen, I don't know if I told you this. Did I ever tell you that Colin Kaepernick called an audible on fourth down in the Super Bowl? That was an audible. You're supposed to give the ball to the running back. I can't think of his name right now. Frank Gore.
Frank Gore.
He was supposed to give it to Frank Gore, and didn't give it to Frank Gore. He called an audible instead, and that Harbaugh never admitted it, but Mark Schumann of ABC News here in the city told me that he finally got Harbaugh to admit it, that he allowed – because, you know, if you go in there and tell the quarterback you call no audibles, he can't – you know, he's not supposed to call any audibles. But if you give him the open field there and say, you know, do what you want, or if you need to call an audible, you can, and he did. He did use that option, of course – and they choked. They came up 5 yards short. Had the 49ers given the ball to Gore, Gore said it over and over again, he'd have banged his way in on two tries.
I think so. You know what it is? It was like the original version of the Russell Wilson throwing the pick against the Patriots at the end of the game instead of handing it off to Marshawn Lynch. It was similar to that. I didn't understand why they did that. And yes, they should have called pass interference on a couple of those passes in the red zone. But they didn't, and that's the reality. If he would have given it to Frank Gore, I really think he could have scored.
Okay, the Oakland Raiders have got the financing together. I mean, everything's ready. They're basically the Las Vegas Raiders right now.
Basically, how do you feel about that move?
I was trying to get Ricky Ricardo from Ricky Sports Theater. In fact, I'll get him next week. But he knew I wanted to corner him on that, and he was a little squirmish on it, and we talked about it on the phone a little bit. He seemed to squint, you know, and he doesn't want to be really opinionated per se because, you know, his business is Oakland Sports over there in San Leandro at Ricky Sports Theater at Ricky's.com, the original Ricky's.com. But, you know, how can I put this? The Raiders are leaving for the second time. The Warriors are going across the bay. They're already building the Warriors Arena in San Francisco. They're building it already.
They are I think it's called the Chase Arena, something like
whatever
that.
Chase Money Bank. But what I'm trying to tell you is, and the A's are trying to get out of town, too.
Yeah, I mean, the Warriors going across to San Francisco, at least they're still in the Bay Area. I mean, Las Vegas is really far. Hopefully, Oakland can keep the A's. Oakland sports fans are some of the best out there, and I don't think they deserve to lose their teams.
Yeah, but, you know, how can I put it? They're in the number four market as far as the media is concerned here in the country. Of course, sharing the San Francisco market with the Giants and this and that. And the 49ers really aren't the San Francisco 49ers anymore because they play 45 miles away in Santa Clara. So why aren't they called the Silicon Valley 49ers? I just don't know. But the San Francisco 49ers, they died when they moved to Santa Clara. There's no doubt about it. So the franchises in Northern California are what they are. But the Raiders are gone. The Warriors are gone for sure. The A's want out. I mean, Andre Ward doesn't fight in Oakland anymore. I mean, is Oakland cursed?
You know, I don't know what it is. I mean, I know Oakland has a history of being kind of like a rough area, but the fans have always shown up. When the Warriors were terrible, they had good attendance in Oakland. Okay. So it doesn't make sense to me. The Raiders have some of the best fans in the NFL, some of the most loyal fans in the NFL. The A's, not so much. But, I mean, the other two teams, the fans always support them.
But the A's are the best farm club in the A's are the best farm club in the major leagues.
Yeah, you have a point there. That money ball, huh?
I know. What I'm trying to say is that every time they get a player that's any good, he plays a couple of years here, and he gets in the free agent market, they say, go ahead, go bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for Rich Hill, by the way.
All right. Let's go to today's games. Of course, Green Bay. Wow. Green Bay and Atlanta. Green Bay is 61 points here is the under and over, and Atlanta is favored by 5.5. Take that back. Yeah, 5.5 points. Mr. Ryan, is that good?
It's that, and it's also like Aaron. They have a better defense than the Packers. The Packers have like a really bad secondary, you know. So that's why
Zachary. That's why we're seeing 61 points of the under over.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, the Falcons put up a lot of points. The Packers can put up a lot of points, but I could see why they're favored. I just think there's some type of error about Aaron Rodgers this year that it just seems like he's going to find a way to get that done.
You do this week in and week out, year in, year out. Now you are the analyst. Talk to me, man. 61 points. When's the last time there was an under over a 61 in a playoff game? I can't remember one.
No, I can't remember either, but you have two one great offense, the Falcons. The Green Bay offense can be great. Right now they're missing Jordy Nelson, or I'm not sure if he's going to play tomorrow. He's, you know, questionable to return. So
for Atlanta to win, they've got to molest, for lack of a better word, they've got to molest Aaron Rodgers.
So would you say they have to play like some Pitt-style defense or something like that?
I would think they need to shoot. I think they need to shoot this one. Here's how you get Aaron Rodgers off his game. You shoot blitzes. You shoot an occasional safety blitz or a linebacker blitz, and you get him thinking that, wow, you know, this guy's coming at me. And once you get him a little bit unnerved, you get anybody unnerved, they're going to play a little bit less than what their potential is. And I think that if you rattle Aaron Rodgers, he's like any other human being, he'll get rattled. The only guy that never got rattled in the history of pro football that I can remember was Joe Montana.
Joe Cool. I mean, in order for them to do that, do you think, I mean, is it possible they could call, I mean, Jerry Sandusky's probably accepting some calls, right?
Jerry Sandusky is accepting anything except, you know, he's got a boyfriend now and his name is Bill.
If they're looking, I mean, if they need that type of molesting defense, I think that's the first place to go.
Okay, Green Bay, 61 points under over. Is it going to go over 61 points?
I think so. I think it will. 61, you got to think, that means each team scoring over 30. Green Bay did that last week with Dallas. Atlanta, I think, might even be a better offense than Dallas, so I don't see why they can't go over there.
Okay, now 5.5 points for Atlanta. You like that?
I would take that. I don't know. I just feel like the Packers have a good chance. And at the very least, I don't think that Atlanta is going to win by more than that. It's going to be like, you know, by a couple points at the most, I think.
Okay, real quick. Zach Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott were partying shirtless in Vegas. They're living it up. And, of course, cannabis is legal in, I believe medical cannabis is legal in Nevada. There's no merit to the rumor that he was spotted at a Nevada dispensary, though.
he should. I wonder if now that, you know, a lot of teams are moving to LA and stuff, we'll see a lot more of that.
2 years from now, medical marijuana will be legal in the NFL. Mark my words. You know why? Because they can't avoid the obvious. I mean, it's like night and day. It's opiates versus weed. I mean, opiates are going to tear your body apart from the inside and screw you up, or you can smoke a little herb, or you can take a little CBDs. I mean, A and B, there's a big difference between A and B, and if opiates are A, I don't want any part of A.
Well, I don't partake in that devil's lettuce.
Devil's lettuce, cute. Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh in New England. We're back to a reasonable under-over. Now, wait a second. Why are they playing this game? Aren't you under the impression this game's already fixed?
Yeah, I thought they wrote in the score already for that one, didn't they? Didn't Roger Goodell kind of have that one locked down?
Is that why you lagged on mentioning that in the open?
Yeah, I mean, I thought everybody already knew.
50 points is the under over. Where's it going? Under over.
50 points?
Yeah.
That's a lot of points. I got to take the under on that one.
So you're going to take the under on this one. You're going to go the over 61 points with Green Bay and Atlanta?
Yeah, I just think, you know, like, I think that, what's it called, the Steelers kind of struggled to put up points against KC last week. And the Patriots, I mean, they played a good defense, but at the same time, that was a former Patriots coordinator, so Bill O'Brien. So I don't know. I kind of think that this one is going to be under that.
Okay, here's the bet of the week, though. New England, six points. I think that's – if you give me 6 points at Tom Brady, I'm taking it.
I think so. I mean, Goodell, they get the Goodell boost. That's worth something.
Hey, there's a picture of Roger Goodell here at CBSSports.com that says, "The Patriots win, we all win."
Yeah, that says it all right there.
Well, of course, I happen to think that Tom Brady's destined to win the Super Bowl again. I just don't think there's anything that's going to stop him. I mean, you know, as I said, they're an interchangeable machine. They're like a Japanese Honda, like a fine foreign car. If something breaks down, you put the replacement part in there, and it works just as well.
Yeah, it definitely. I mean, I think that's more due to Belichick than anything. And does that make you, you know, like, obviously Tom Brady's a good quarterback. Nobody would deny that. But it seems like they're almost as good without him.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they're almost as good without him, but Belichick's the key. Just 1 year after signing him to a lengthy contract extension, the Colts have decided to fire GM Ryan Grigson. They fired him, and the team held a party.
I guess he wasn't a popular guy.
No, he wasn't. I mean, I could, you know, not too often, you know, does a team actually come out and like hold a party. These guys were tweeting and all that kind of good stuff, so he wasn't a popular guy there in Baltimore. So back to tomorrow. New England, I'm going to bet on them. I'm going to go 1,100 minus the 6 points. I think it's a safe bet. It's the biggest bet I've made all year, okay? And I just feel safe. I feel comfortable with Tom Brady. Tom Brady had an off day last week, and they still won. They won convincing, and they covered the spread. That's the most important thing here, Zach, covering the spread. And New England's going to cover the spread tomorrow. I think it's going to be a cinch domino.
I think so. I mean, you know, if I had an exact prediction, I think they'll win by 7. They'll just cover the spread. So I agree with you there.
Well, of course, Tom Brady, the man that he is, you know, people knock him. I've heard people call him frenetic, and he runs around. He wants to avoid contact in this net. Well, when you look at all the CTE, we had Netan Seti on one of my shows earlier in the day here at Sports Byline. Of course, he's the sports neurologist out of New York City, the ringside physician for both boxing and mixed martial arts. And he was talking about the damage that football leaves with guys. You know, somebody here at the Sports Byline Network, and I won't mention their name, but they're an executive, they said, quote, in 20 years from now, they can't imagine any college players playing football anymore, that it'll be so dangerous that it'll be all out there, that we'll be seeing that football will be played by guys from the School of Hard Knocks, not guys from the Ivy League.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean,
could you really?
I could see it. It does seem possible to me. I mean, I think it's more dangerous than MMA or boxing, which you wouldn't think that. Just like optically, it doesn't seem like that. But I definitely think it's more dangerous than those two.
It's the steel helmet, isn't it?
It is that. I think what it is it's just like they're wearing all these pads and they run into each other at full speed, and that's more damaging than a guy throwing kicks or punches, because as much weight as they're putting behind those, they're not getting like literally their full body weight behind it.
You know, Mike Schumann here at ABC7 told me he suffered a few concussions, and that, you know, Gene Washington was an all-pro with the 49ers as a wide receiver. He and I did radio together. He used to slide all the time. And I told him, you always look like a baseball player. And I said it naively. You know, I was very naive when I said this to him. I go, you always remind me of a baseball player, Gene. You slid into a lot of people. He goes, man, I wasn't taking the hits. He goes, that's why I can still talk and do radio. I didn't take the hits. He goes, I won't tell you my teammates that can't talk right now. And see, I didn't – this was like in 1987, 88, 89 at KNBR. So nothing really flash on it until later in life, when the CTE, of course, now is like front page news and every sport's willing to cop to it. Now, you're $100,000 if you got a headache from a CTE. If you just have a slight headache, you can get $100,000. If you're in deep trouble, you get $1,000,000. Is that enough?
I don't think it is enough. I mean, it sounds like a lot of money, but I think life is kind of priceless, so to be taking that type of damage, I don't know. There has to be more of a pension for people.
You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is the Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, as all Star Sports. Green Bay and Atlanta tomorrow. Atlanta favored by 5. I figure that Aaron Rodgers is going to do pretty good there, so I don't want to talk about that game. But the big game tomorrow, put your money on New England. No doubt about it. 6 points over Pittsburgh. You're tuned to Sports Byline. Zach Stack and I, back after the break.
The Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Zach Young, you know, tomorrow New England's going to win, going away 6 points, their favorite. I'm going to bet a bundle on them instead of 1,100 to win a grand. You should bet on them and then take Jasmine to Disneyland.
Yeah, I think I might have to do that. It's a safe bet that I'll win enough to cover that.
I think no doubt about that. Have a great week, Zachary. Kiss Jazz for me.
You will. Thank you. You too.
All the best. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, each and every Saturday night. At 10 p.m. Pacific time, I invade your home with your computer, wherever you happen to be, your phone, wherever it is. This is Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio. Don't forget, 10 p.m. Pacific time, each and every Saturday night, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. And No Holds Barred with Zach Attack Young, 5 p.m. Pacific time, each and every Sunday. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.